This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Nelson. The head of the World Health Organization said Monday the coronavirus pandemic is being politicized and that a lack of global leadership to fight the virus is a bigger threat than the virus itself. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday during a video conference that the greatest threat the world faces is the lack of global solidarity and global leadership. Tedros did not say specifically who he thought was politicizing the pandemic. Tedros said Monday the world reported a jump of 183,000 new confirmed COVID-19 cases on Sunday. It was the largest single-day increase recorded since the pandemic began. Global infections surpassed 9 million on Monday. Tedros noted it took over 3 months for the world to see 1 million virus infections, but the last 1 million cases have come in just 8 days. New Zealand announced Monday it was tightening some coronavirus restrictions as it tries to stamp out an uptick in cases, all imported, after having declared it eliminated any active cases in the country. The measures include extending a ban on cruise ships docking in New Zealand ports and stricter conditions to be met before those who arrive from overseas can leave quarantine. New Zealand has reported 9 new cases, including 2 more on Monday, all of whom are currently in isolation facilities. South Korea, which has been dealing with its own increase mainly in the Seoul area in recent weeks, reported 17 new cases Monday. That's the smallest rise in nearly a month. In Pakistan, authorities are allowing some trade with neighboring Afghanistan. Beginning on Monday, trucks are carrying fruits, vegetables, and other goods across the Ghulam Khan border. From Washington, D.C.,